We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. Spirit Mountain Casino. Have some real fun. And by First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street and what's been a beautiful day here in the Mid-Valley, mid-50s, clear and nice, and heading down the stretch of a basketball season that will see the culmination of the home schedule with senior weekend in a very real sense coming up, senior day on Saturday, but some special events around the Beavers' last two home games on the men's basketball side. So we'll talk men's hoops tonight, and we have three very special guests. Joining us here in a few moments after our first break will be none other than the two seniors who will be honored before the game, we believe, sometime Saturday, prior to the Beavers and Cal at 1:30. I think that's still being worked out, but we'll have all details for you at some point during the week. But the weekend begins Thursday night with the Beavers in Stanford at Gill Coliseum, 6 o'clock, 5:30 airtime across the Beaver Sports Network. And we will be joined tonight to talk about the weekend against the Bay Area schools, the last weekend at home in the regular season. And I use that phrase advisedly because one never knows in the overall scheme of things. But the last two games at home in the regular season, Stanford and Cal this weekend, we have joining us tonight the two seniors, none other than Trey Stinkle and Kyler Kelly, who will be up here in just a few minutes. So we're glad that they're here. Head coach Wayne Tinkle will join us in the final half of the show to talk about not only trying to beat the Bay Area schools, get some momentum into the Pac-12 tournament next weekend in Vegas, but also just what his plan is in trying to deal with what will clearly be always high emotions in a senior day and a senior weekend, but I think exponentially speaking for head coach Wayne Tinkle, one of the seniors, of course, is his own son, Trace. And so we'll talk about all of those things as we head into a very special week, which includes a Trace Tinkle bobblehead Thursday night, the first 300 fans will get a Trace bobblehead. We'll get Trace's opinion about the reasonable facsimile, the likeness, the style of said bobblehead when Trace joins us in a few minutes. We have a guy that's already set the record for block shots in a career in a single season with us tonight, and we have a guy sitting on history, the biggest record of all, the most points ever scored in Oregon State history. Trace Tinkle will join us along with Kyler Kelly. So we're going to take a break. A reminder that the women's basketball team headed off to Vegas today for preparations for their run in the Pac-12 Women's Basketball Tournament that begins Thursday night, 8:30. Ron Callen will have the call as the Beavs take on Washington State. Gymnastics on Friday night back home after their season-high score against UCLA, taking on Washington this weekend. Should be a big night at Gill, and hope that you have plans to get out not only for gymnastics. Beaver baseball opens at home this weekend against UCSB. But the centerpiece of the weekend activity, the Oregon State men's basketball team. And we'll be talking about that the rest of the show. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street and the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Natalie works as a mechanic 6 days a week. Her goal is to retire early and move to Key West. Some people did this when they heard Natalie's goal. But then she contacted U.S. Bank, who said this.
That sounds great. Let's make it happen.
Because U.S. Bank believes hard work works. And with help from their financial planning and tools, Natalie's working to make her goal a reality. And soon, everyone who sounded like this will sound like this. For everyone working toward a goal, U.S. Bank is here to help. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Wouldn't it be nice if road trips were easy?
That was our 10th consecutive green light.
Anyone need to go to the bathroom?
Nope.
I went before we left.
Great.
Hey, you in the sedan! Smooth merge!
At McDonald's, we're making things easy. Introducing the Savers Menu. Simply choose from the Sausage McMuffin, Hash Browns, Sausage Burrito, or Sausage Biscuit and get another for a buck. Easy. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
So tell us about this new sales job at Pacific Office Automation.
It's great. They have one of the country's best training programs and killer incentives for recent college grads, so I'm really motivated.
You're motivated?
Oh my gosh.
Dad, are you okay?
This is amazing.
Our son is motivated. I'm calling Phil. He'll be so jealous.
Looking for a job that'll finally impress your parents? Visit pacificoffice.com/careers to work at the largest independent office technology provider in the country. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
High-quality organic food should be available to everyone at a better value. That's why Safeway offers O Organics, hundreds of USDA-certified organic products exclusively in our stores. From fruits and vegetables to chicken and olive oil and frozen treats to baby food, you'll find a huge selection of organic items for the whole family at Safeway. Food you feel good about eating and serving. Look for O Organics products throughout Safeway. O Organics, organic for all.
The Civil War series is brought to you by Safeway Albertsons, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The University of Oregon and Oregon State University want to thank each company for recognizing one of the longest-running sports rivalries in the nation. Ultimately, our student-athletes will benefit the greatest from their tremendous support. The Beavs and Ducks will battle head-to-head once again this year in 10 different sports. Cheer on the Beavs this season to capture the Civil War series.
Right corner to Trace for three. Go! Trace was leaking out. Neither Kyler nor Ethan saw him, and now Ethan will come into the front court. Picks up his dribble, throws underneath to Kyler Kelly, rides into the rim and scores it. 58-39. Beavers score four in a row. 7:25 to play. Welcome back into Buffalo Wild Wings. Good action from the Civil War the other night. We have the opportunity this weekend to watch these two young men who have joined me here tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings for one last time here. A lot of basketball ahead for these guys. We believe in Beaver uniforms and a lot of basketball ahead when their Oregon State days wind down, and I know they want to make that last as long as possible. to talk about all of that. Please join me in welcoming the seniors who will be honored this Saturday, senior Trace Tinkle and senior Kyler Kelly, here at Buffalo Wild Wings tonight and across the Beaver Sports Network. Guys, good evening. Trace, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And Kyler, good to have you here.
Thank you.
Trace, first of all, bobblehead night for you on Thursday. It's a big night. You got a nice beard going. I was looking at old media guides. You didn't always have the look. So how does the what? How did the bobblehead take shape? Is it the clean-shaven, Trace? Is it this look or what?
Yeah, I think it's a not as much as this. It's a little thinner. But yeah, definitely still some beard and mustache lineup for sure.
How'd you feel about the way it came out?
I liked it.
It's okay.
Yeah, I thought it was not bad. You know, I really appreciate OSU's, you know, kind of token to do something like that. And, you know, it means a lot. And I'm sure for Kyler, too, just to, you know, have our own bobblehead is, you know, it's special for sure.
Kyler, I got to ask you, were you happy with the way they created yours and how yours came out?
Yeah, it was, like Trey said, it was nice. It was a great token to have to be able to be on a bobblehead that says OSU. And yeah, it was great.
I think it's a sign of arrival in some respect. And if you wore a bobblehead, that's a landmark not many people in life achieve. So congratulations to both of you on that. I know there's bigger things, as with due respect to bobbleheads, that both of you are looking forward to this weekend, the final home weekend. Kyler, I'll start with you just in terms of just how excited you are about these games. Stanford Thursday, Cal Saturday afternoon. Beyond all of the emotion and the ceremonial stuff about it, just your thoughts about these games and the importance of the games for you guys this weekend.
It's a great opportunity to get two last home wins and go into the Pac-12 tournament. I know all our guys are really looking forward to it, looking forward to get locked in and get two wins.
Trace, I talked to you midway through the year, in a year that's been a little difficult to figure, probably for you guys right in the middle of the battle because you've had some tremendous wins. That's why your net ranking is still good. Your net ranking is a lot better than teams that are ahead of you in the standings. So you kind of know that you have the wherewithal to beat anybody and still feel like you can do that the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's just the thing. You know, we're obviously upset with ourselves for, you know, losing games that we felt like we should have won. But again, you know, we have four quad one wins, and you know, we've beaten everyone at the top of the conference, so we know what we're capable of doing. And you know, at the end of the season, we always talk about peaking at the right time, so just have to bottle all that in, go back and look at film and see what we did, and you know, again, come to games locked in and ready for a battle, because it's there. So now it's just, you know, for us to rally and, you know, put on display. And you know, there's no better time than, you know, to last home games and then get some momentum going into the tournament.
You know, Stanford's coming in here. When you look at, I don't know how much relevance when you play a team twice. It's one of your quad one wins and one of the great wins you had in the year. Going down there, beating them. Kyler, I'll ask you first about his dominance at the rim with 7 blocks that night. You guys won it. What did you do well that night to get that win on the road?
Just knew it was going to be a big game. You know, I feel like we've been a team that's always bounced back. If we've had, you know, a rough patch or, you know, a loss previously. So, again, it was just something to try to, you know, turn it around, get it going. And, you know, I feel like we've always kind of showed up in those bigger games. And, you know, again, like you said, 7 blocks was big time. He's a presence at the rim. Again, our defense, I feel like, especially in the second half, you know, we frustrated them. So it just all goes back to that. You just have to be locked in defensively to the plan. You know, the rest will take care of itself.
Kyler, you've rewritten the Oregon State record books with block shots, and you had 7 more at Stanford. Do you feel like they do kind of for you? Can you feel it in a given night that you kind of, the spring, the hop, the just the reading, the vision, to get 7 in a game, or is it just kind of that the way that game played out? Or you, can you get, like a shooter can get hot, can you get hot defensively in terms of shot blocking?
In my opinion, it's just, it happens. Our guys, coach, he really prides ourselves on defense, and I just do what I can to help our team win, and that, I guess that game was protect the rim.
It was great to see. I'll tell you what, guys, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, I know that it may be difficult to I'm going to ask you to reflect a little bit about your time at Oregon State. Yours has been a longer career, but Kyler, you've had two, you guys have had two big years together. Kind of want to get a sense of what the experience has been like. I know the main task is to beat Stanford and Cal, go to the tournament, get some more wins, and keep this thing going. But it could be the last two games you play in this building, and so I kind of want to get your thoughts about all of that and the importance of the weekend from that respect. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with more with Trace Tinkle sitting on history. We'll talk about that as well. And, of course, the all-time shot block leader right here, adding to it game to game, Kyler Kelly. Great to have you all with us from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The Vet Ticks program at Oregon State is presented by 10 Barrel Brewing Company. 10 Barrel and Oregon State are proud to provide tickets to veterans throughout the athletic year, which helps reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, build lifelong memories, and encourage service members and veterans to stay engaged with local communities and American life. To learn more or to register for the program, please visit vetticks.org. 10 Barrel Brewing Company, official craft beer of Oregon State Athletics. Please drink responsibly.
Join thousands of Beaver fans who have discovered how Oregon State Credit Union can help turn your financial goals into fantastic realities. We offer competitive rates, personalized service, and honest financial advice to help you get greater control over your finances. Join today and do more with your money. Visit us at OregonStateCU.com. Oregon State Credit Union, proud to be the official credit union of Oregon State Athletics.
Hey, Beavs fans, have you noticed the OSU athletic facilities got a facelift over the summer? Yep, our good friends at Infinity Images created, printed, and built all the graphics you see on game day. Infinity Images will take your idea from a napkin sketch to a larger-than-life experience with their grand format printing capabilities. No matter what the size, scale, or ask might be, from design to install, they have you covered. Get the ball rolling. Head over to InfinityImages.com. Go Beavs!
At The Barbers, we are proud to be able to serve customers from all over Oregon and Southwest Washington. We are celebrating our 20th year in business. We're open 7 days a week, no appointment necessary. Call ahead to minimize your wait and secure your favorite barber. With 34 locations, come see why over 50,000 customers a month choose The Barbers. Go to thebarbersonline.com to find a location near you. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts, and proud supporter of Beaver Athletics.
We've all put ourselves in potentially unsafe situations, whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in a badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. Let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Strike Light is here to help you approach every day with confidence. With a heavy-duty shell that takes the form of a high-intensity flashlight combined with the protection of a loud stun arc, the Strike Light is a trusted companion to take anywhere you go. Visit StrikeLight.Taser.com and use the code SAFETY for a $99 Strike Light. That's code SAFETY at StrikeLight.Taser.com.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Every week, we'll be hosting a new Beaver Sports Podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will cover the most recent news about Oregon State athletics. We'll share our opinions and provide an inside look you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast.
We want to thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with the associate partners La Crosse and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
Ethan front court in front of his own bench. Ethan looks at Trace, posting, gets it to Trace. Reverse layup is good. Excellent post job by Trace Tinkle and a good find by Ethan. 34-27 Oregon, 16-20 to play. Oregon trying to pick up the pace. It's clear. Well, that was a big-time post-up by Trace in the last Civil War. One of the many. Now, right there was 2 points of a career that has seen Trace move to within 6 points of becoming Oregon State's all-time leading scorer. That's going to happen Thursday night. I think we all know it. We don't exactly know when. Trace has scored in double figures for 93 consecutive games. That's an Oregon State school record. And so we expect that if he can just get six Thursday night, we'll have a big moment. Trace, I don't know. Your biggest thing is trying to help the Beavers win games, period. Have you even allowed yourself to think about, well, okay, it's pretty cool that, I have a chance to be at the end of Thursday night the all-time leading scorer? What does that mean to you?
It's definitely special, especially when you see a name like Gary Payton. It's a big honor for sure. Not really thinking too much of it. You know, I just try to let focus on other things and, you know, let the rest come to me. I think all said and done, it'd be something cool in, you know, the back pocket to kind of remember and, you know, show the hard work and, you know, dedication I gave to basketball in the school. So, it's definitely special, but not where my mind's at right now or my focus is.
Tell me what your mind and focus is then. I don't want to belabor you're going to set the record. It's going to be a tremendous moment for all of us to see Thursday night. But tell me what your mindset is, Trace, and it always has been. Relentless competitiveness, working your tail off in every... I've never seen you not do that. It's been a joy to watch you play. So what's the mindset for you and the guys Thursday night against Stanford?
Got to get a win. Have to. You know, I'm not... We have to try. You know, it has to be. And, you know, we know it's going to be a battle. Two teams are fighting for seeding postseason. And obviously they're going to come in with their hair on fire because we got them down at their place. And so, you know, they want to try to have another stab at us. So we know it's going to be a battle, and we have to be ready. And we have to take care of business because it's going to put us in, you know, a good situation. And again, it's going to give us that confidence momentum that I talked about. So be ready for a battle for 40 minutes.
Kyler, from your standpoint, I mean, you've only had 2 years here. Trace was given, so he's been played parts of 5 seasons here. You've only had two, but you've kind of been around the program for a long time in your life. So to come here, to see it kind of winding down, what are your thoughts about the decision to come to Oregon State and the experience you've had here?
There was no question when I moved here when I was a kid. Come down and watch games because it was the closest college town, closest basketball team to go watch. And my parents played, and so I know I wanted to play Division I, but the coaches really kept in contact with me when I was going through my struggles, and can't thank them enough for that. And like I said, Oregon State, it was an easy decision.
Yeah, you went to Jervis High School, but you moved there from Utah in the mid-2000s, a long way from where most of your family was back in Logan, Utah. The move first to the Beaverton area, then down to Jervis, what was that all like for you to navigate that, and how important then did basketball become as sort of an anchor to your life and something you knew you could do well?
From Logan to Beaverton, it was a long road trip.
Yeah.
And then we were just looking for a quiet place. We went to Jervis, small town, small school, but I already knew I wanted to play basketball since I was four, so it hooked. I knew I wanted to play college since middle school, so...
Well, and you guys are both, and it's the last thing on your minds, I know. You're both going to keep playing this game a long time. And Kyler, let me ask you a little bit before we take a final thought from you about what Saturday is going to be all about. Beat Cal, first and foremost, but beyond that, the emotions of the day with family and so on. But Kyler, you know, when you were playing ball at Jervis, when you first came to Oregon State, the journey to get here through NCU, LCC, and to get here, have you always kind of believed, have you had people like Coach Tinkle and Coach Rupp and others in your corner saying, hey, you can play this game a long time? I mean, not just here. Do you kind of let that be a goal and a vision that motivates you?
It was definitely a goal. I was struggling first college. Then Coach Tinkle and Coach Rupp, they've been sticking with me since my first year at NCU. And like I said, I can't thank them enough for sticking with me.
We're glad that happened, that you both kind of stuck together. Trace, I got to ask you just what this guy has meant, what you've seen in him when he got here, just what it's been like to be a teammate of this guy's, and how proud you are of how far he's come, and you know he is going to play the game a long time.
Yeah, I'm very happy for Kyler and, you know, how he's reacted to, you know, what he says he was struggling with. Obviously, I played with him a long time, I think. Even when he was in high school and dad first got the job, we'd have open gyms. And so I knew what he was able to do. You know, a lot of people, you know, his first year was like, you know, the biggest surprise was Kyler Kelly. And, you know, seeing him play with us for 2 years, you know, I knew what he was capable of doing, and he had a bright future. And, you know, he's progressed every single year. And, you know, he's shown commitment to anything that he wants to, you know, improve on, whether it was the classroom, on the court, and then just being, you know, a better person. You know, he's grown, and that's one of the main things the staff does, is just mold you into a better man. You know, they care for you so much more than just a talent. But it's been great. You know, again, he helps us so much defensively. The highlight dunks, the rim protector when we get beat, you know there's going to be a hard shot to make over him. So he does so much for us, and, you know, he's dedicated to getting better, you know, and he takes the coaching. And that's the most important part to, you know, growing and developing.
Kyler, let me ask you before we wrap things up with a thought about Saturday, just about the guy sitting next to you and Trace. And, you know, you when you come into open gym and play in those games before you got officially on the Oregon State team, what it's been like to be a teammate of Trace Stinkles, what you've learned from him.
It's been amazing being a part of this, and then being a part of Saturday night when he passes Gary Payton. Like I said, it's amazing to be a part of these past even 4 years, being able to play with him, seeing him progress as a player and as a person. Just amazing.
Well, we are glad both of you have been here. It's been an honor, a joy for me to get to watch you guys play, to call a lot of your games. I got to ask you both before we close and bring your dad up here, Trace, Coach Tinkle, up in the second half of the show. You know, you're not fixated on breaking Gary Payton's records, which should happen Thursday night. We'll enjoy that. And I don't think you're fixated too much on the emotions of Saturday, because you have a game to play. But when you do think about Saturday and all the people coming in, family and so on, do you kind of – can you compartmentalize a little bit and say that's going to be a special day?
Yeah, I can. You know, I've had some of my best friends are coming to town that I haven't seen in a long time, or the first time out here. You know, a bunch of family as well, like you said. So just to see their support and want to be here, you know, means so much to me. But yeah, obviously, you know where my head's at. And, you know, just try to shift back into game mode as quick as possible, because it is going to be emotional, but, you know, it'll be a whole lot better get a win Saturday, and then, you know, we can celebrate all together after the game.
Kyler, let me close with you. Just a thought about that. You know, the journey that's been, it's been an amazing story. You've been a great story at Oregon State. So just the thought about Saturday, and for you and family and friends and so on, what's that day going to be like? How many people do you have coming to support you on that day?
Like Trey said, it's going to be an emotional day, but our head's where it's at. Our mind's where it's supposed to be about the game. I got lots of family coming from Utah.
Good.
And it's great for their support they've given me, even though I can't make it down there as much and see them, but they still follow me and our team. And it's, I can't.
Well, you've expressed it well, Kyler. You've expressed it well. Trace, you have too. Guys, more than anything else, I mean, like I said, it's been a joy to be around you guys and call your games. But more than anything with you, I want to call two wins this weekend.
Sorry.
Thursday night against Stanford, Cal on Saturday, and then how about four more next weekend in Vegas? Does that sound like a good plan, Trace?
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, let's hear it for Trace Tinkle and Kyler Kelly tonight here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And we appreciate everything you've given to Oregon State University. We'll take a break, come back with head coach Wayne Tinkle as we continue from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes. Made with fully roasted tri-color baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
All right, guys, let's bring it in. Come on. Look, I can see no one has been to the gym in a while. Heck, Carl, your only hammer dunk was on the laundry basket. But guess what? I think Pacific Source Health Plans has the answer. A low-cost fitness center membership. It'll get more of us in game shape, so less of us are shooting air balls. Okay, guys, try not to embarrass us.
Low-cost fitness center memberships. Just one more way Pacific Source Health Plans puts members first. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal want you to make a slam dunk for your family's fire safety. Now that we're in cold weather season, be sure to use your home heating equipment safely. Keep things that can burn, such as paper, clothes, blankets, and curtains, at least 3 feet away from any heating equipment. Plug portable space heaters directly into an outlet. Don't use extension cords or power strips. Also, make sure your portable heater has an automatic tip-over switch. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
This is Sean George of George Packing Company, the nation's largest hazelnut processor. We thank Oregon State University for their help saving our Oregon hazelnut industry. When a tree disease threatened to wipe out orchards, Oregon State University teamed up with family farmers to find solutions. Today, hazelnuts are the fastest growing part of Oregon's agriculture economy. Please join George Packing in celebrating our longstanding partnership with OSU, and go Beavs!
First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Community Hero Program. Throughout the year, Beaver Nation has been submitting their community hero stories, and First Interstate Bank wants to give a special thank you to Angie Cooch. Angie was nominated by her co-worker, Stephanie. Angie is not only an outstanding administrator for the Yokes at Lebanon Assistant Living and Retirement Community, but she also goes above and beyond every year to raise money and awareness for the Alzheimer's Association and give back to her community. Thank you, Angie, from First Interstate Bank, proud partners of Beaver Athletics.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Collins at the top of the key is 0 for 2. Throws left wing to Reichel in front of the Oregon bench. Back to Al Hollins. Dribbles to the right elbow. Comes back left. Finds Zach. High arch three. Good shot. Welcome back into Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Heading down the stretch of the shows here. We thank all of you for listening and for the faithful that have been attending week by week by week. We appreciate all of you. And thanks for being here tonight to support two very special young men in Trey Stinkle and Kyler Kelly, and another outstanding young man to my right here. Please join me in welcoming Oregon State head coach Wayne Tinkle to Buffalo Wild Wings. Coach, I know you're still young at heart, but I don't know how, just the whole thought of thinking about you, seeing Trace over there and Kyler together up here, senior day coming. I mean, it's got to, for you, there's got to be a lot of emotions about this, but it flies by, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and that's the first thing we tell these guys when they get on campus is, oh, they've got to take advantage of every day because it goes by quickly. And I mean, it just seemed like Trace was part of our first recruiting class, you know, a year or so ago, and you know, here he is, you know, going out, and Kyler as well. It just seemed like he walked on campus yesterday, and you know, proud of those guys and what they've meant to our program and all that they've done. And, you know, we are going to get emotional, but make no bones about it. There's a lot of focus on these two games, and we got everything in front of us. We finished strong. We can make some incredible things happen still, for sure.
Yeah, and let's talk about what you have in front of us. I mentioned to Trace during our conversation, you know, I know the net, the NCAA net's one evaluation tool. It doesn't tell everything, but it's a big one. It was instituted by the NCAA as an evaluation tool for postseason play and so on. Your number's still pretty good there. You're ahead of quite a few other teams that may have, quote, better records in conference. So the body of work and the wins you've had keeps you in the conversation.
No, certainly. We've got a lot to play for, you know, and if we take care of, I mean, we've got both tournaments, I think. Obviously, you get hot in the Pac-12 tournament, and, you know, the winner gets the at-large bid. But, you know, we handle our business, and there's NIT. There's all kinds of possibilities, and you don't want to get ahead of yourself. Mm-hmm. Thursday is going to be a real Donnybrook against Stanford, who's also playing for, you know, a lot. And we've got to be ready to go. And, you know, this time of year, for the opportunity the guys have, there's no excuse to not be ready to give it your all. And if we handle our business, there's some exciting things there for us. And then you carry momentum into the Pac-12 mm-hmm. tournament where, you know, we've proven we can beat the best. So a lot there. The big thing is for our guys to continue to believe and to stay together and try to hit that consistency that we've been looking for to make some special things happen.
Yeah, and you were, it looked like, I mean, you were close when you won the three or four just before, you know, Colorado came in. But the way you recovered from that to go down to Arizona to have a final shot to beat Arizona State, if that goes in, the feel, the conversation's completely different right now about another quad one win and all of that.
No, certainly. I mean, we were right there. That shot goes in. Now you're talking about three quad one road wins, right, which I don't know that anybody in the league has, you know. But anyway, we're still knocking at the door. We've got a quad one team coming in here in Stanford, and that would go a long way. And then Cal, who's playing really well, you know, coming in Saturday afternoon. So tough games, but, you know, if we're ready to answer the bell, which, you know, I'm confident we can do, we can set ourselves up for some real momentum, improving our seed into the Pac-12 tournament where we know anything can happen.
What about Stanford, Coach? I mean, they've had kind of a roller coaster ride of a year when they jumped out in league at 4-0, then went to 4-3. And I mean, you beat them in their place. They ended up losing 4 in a row, I think, at one stretch. Now they've won 4 in a row. It's been that kind of year in the whole league, it seems.
No, it really has been. And, you know, they've got some real experienced guys. I think one of the best post players in De Silva, who's healthy again. They've got Dejon Davis, who's one of the better perimeter defenders. Bryce Wills, who's become a great defender as well. And then they've got some young guys, the freshmen, that are playing really well in Terrell Terry and, you know, the Jones kid. So very, very talented team. They've done well because they're one of the best defensive teams in the league. You know, points per game and field goal percentage defense, that sort of thing. They really make you grind it out, you know, and then they've got weapons offensively, both behind the three-point line and in the paint. But down there, we did a nice job getting to their shooters. Kyler did a great job on De Silva, blocked a couple of his shots early in the game and kind of had him flinching the rest of the night. And, you know, we got in early foul trouble, Ethan in the first half, Trace in the second half, and then we got great contributions off the bench. You know, Jared Lucas has a career-high 21. 18 of those in the first half. So, you know, it was a great, gritty performance down there and proved to ourselves we weren't at our best necessarily with the foul trouble and some of the shooting woes, but we were tougher than them when it mattered down the stretch, which is atypical because Stanford's very tough and very disciplined, but we took their spirits from them a little bit and closed that thing out. It was a big road win for us.
And we'll come back here in a moment in our final segment and talk a little bit about the weekend for you and Kyler and Trace and all of their contributions and the records and so on. But a quick thought about Cal. I know you're all in first on Stanford and you have a day to get ready for Cal, but you mentioned, I mean, that's a team that's won 3 out of their last 4 of momentum. These games are hard this weekend.
No, they're both very, very tough games. And you know, Cal reminds me a lot of our team our first year when wasn't much expected. I think we were picked 12th and finished 7th and I can't remember if we won 7 or 8 league games, but surprised a lot of people. And they're doing it by just grinding it out, playing at a tempo that, and the players have bought into that discipline, getting timely scoring and shooting. We felt like that was one we'd let go after the Stanford win. Would have been great to follow that up with the sweep, but didn't go our way. We lost that one by 2. And they're a confident group, and they've got a really good player in Bradley and a tough, hard-nosed point guard in Austin. And like I said, very, very disciplined. So two challenging games for us. But you know what? If we want to make some things happen, you've got to beat teams to do that. You know, we tripped up a little bit early on, so we're in the position we're in. But, again, we'll put the plan in place, and the guys have to go for 40 minutes and carry it out, Mike. And it sounds simple, but really that's what it comes down to. Our guys know when we play the way we're supposed to, we can beat anybody. And it's unfortunate we haven't been able to do that consistently. But we still have everything in front of us, and if our guys answer the call this weekend, we'll put ourselves in great shape heading down to Vegas.
Yeah, you know, I remember, you know, for whatever it's worth, historically speaking, a baseball team once here at Oregon State in 07, heading down the stretch, lost their last 3 series in the Pac-10, got swept at home by Arizona State, went down to UCLA and won that series and sneaked into the tournament. The NCAA tournament, and then won the NCAA tournament, won a national championship. I remember Pat Casey in that year saying, we're good. You know, we can put it together and get hot. And they won 10 of 11 in the postseason for the national title. And I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves here, but you guys know you can get hot. You've had enough wins and experience to believe that a big run's out there for you.
Certainly. Yeah, we certainly know that we're capable of that. And, you know, the challenges for everybody mentally and physically, you know, to put themselves in the mindset to go out and do it. And, you know, at times I think, you know, the fact that we've had a couple of ruts and we knew there were expectations, you know, has weighed on some guys. And we've got to shed all that and not think of any of that other stuff. Let's just go out and play the way we're supposed to play, no matter who we're playing against, and we can beat them. And, you know, you mentioned Pat. He called me, I don't know, maybe 4 or 6 weeks ago, and talked about, you know, his first 10 years, you know, as the head coach and the grind that it took to build, you know, what we all know now. It was, you know, a dynasty for baseball at the top level. And, you know, it's just it's a tough deal, and you go through some real adversity, you know, but if you're true to the way you do things and you don't cut corners, you know, and it's going to pay off. And, you know, we look at these two kids and the amount of wins. I know, you know, Trace in his 4 years, Kyler in the last couple of years, the fact that, you know, Trace could leave here and in his 4 years be better than 500 all 4 of those years, 3 of them winning seasons when, you know, the 24 years before we got here weren't quite as successful. Yeah. So a lot of good things heading you know, forward. But now, you know, again, we put ourselves in position by losing some we thought we should have got. But let's get hot now. This is the time. This is the time to get it going.
We'll take a break, come back with more with Coach Tinkle as the Beavs get ready for Stanford Thursday night at 6, Cal Saturday afternoon at 1:30. Thanks to all of you for being here tonight and for listening. It's Beaver Sports Talk and the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
The Oregon State men's basketball team returns to legendary Gill Coliseum this November. Be there as returners Trace Tinkle, Ethan Thompson, and Kyler Kelly battle through an impressive schedule that will surely be filled with exciting big moments. Come experience the Beavers in one of the most exciting atmospheres in college sports.
Trace attacks the basket, off the glass, it counts, he's fouled!
Catch every game this year when you get season tickets starting at just $99. Call 541-737-2050 or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Whether it is OSU game day or you're getting ready for OSU game day, make sure Dairy Mart is on your playlist. With 44 neighborhood locations throughout the Willamette Valley, Dairy Mart has everything you'll need for a great game. Beer and pop, iced, chips, healthy fresh-to-go snacks, even hot deli items, and your favorite Lock Me dairy products. Stop into your local Dairy Mart and get what you really want for Beavers
Dairy
game day.
Dairy Mart is here, man. Dairy Mart's right here.
Fast, real fast.
Join thousands of Beaver fans who have discovered how Oregon State Credit Union can help turn your financial goals into fantastic realities. We offer competitive rates, personalized service, and honest financial advice to help you get greater control over your finances. Join today and do more with your money. Visit us at OregonStateCU.com. Oregon State Credit Union, proud to be the official credit union of Oregon State Athletics.
Want to look your best on game day? Then make sure to visit The Barbers. For over 20 years, The Barbers have been providing top-notch haircuts with an old-school barbershop experience. Great haircuts done by the best barbers in the business and a price that won't break your pocketbook. At The Barbers, we are proud to be able to serve customers from all over Oregon and Southwest Washington. Go to thebarbersonline.com to find a location near you. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts and proudly supporting Beaver Athletics. Go Beavs!
We love the new copier.
Great.
Wish you could help with data security.
We can.
Really?
Pacific Office Automation has total office solutions.
Like IT?
Yep.
Cloud-based phone systems, video conferencing, and security cameras?
Sure.
Dermatology?
Yeah. Wait, no.
Just checking. I have kind of a weird mole.
From office technology to managed IT and unified communications, PacificOffice.com is your one-stop shop to optimize workflow and save money. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Hey, Beavs fans, have you noticed the OSU athletic facilities got a facelift over the summer? Yep, our good friends at Infinity Images created, printed, and built all the graphics you see on game day. Infinity Images will take your idea from a napkin sketch to a larger-than-life experience with their grand format printing capabilities. No matter what the size, scale, or ask might be, from design to install, they have you covered. Get the ball rolling. Head over to InfinityImages.com. Go Beavs!
Guarded loosely by Addison Patterson. Dribbles against Addison and shoots over Patterson. Front rim, back rim, and through. A three-pointer for Ethan Thompson. Welcome back in. We're not talking a lot about the underclassmen, and there's only two seniors, so in a very real sense, I mean, that is good news. It's certainly painful in the emotional sense about, because we've grown so appreciative of Trace through his career, and of course Kyler Kelly, who, even though he's only played two, it's felt like he's been around. I remember doing post-game shows with you, Coach Tinkle, and Kyler would be out on the court shooting after games with a lot of other fans down. So it feels like he's been part of this thing for a long time too.
Well, you just think of how far he's come. I mean, for, you know, a guy that wasn't a qualifier out of Jervis and goes to Northwest Christian, has the issues that he had there, goes to Lane, you know, wasn't sure if he was a Division I player or if he could handle the basketball and the academics here. And, I mean, shoot, last year he won a national award for his academic performance, and it goes to show you the teamwork that we have on campus and the resources we're so fortunate to have. And he brought the work ethic, and then what he's done for us on the court, just being that fly swatter at the rim, the option at the rim on the offensive end. And if you just, you know, I know some people talk about, you know, the inconsistency and this and that, but if you focus on where he was just 2.5 years ago, and you know, last year he's second in the country in block shots. He's there again this year, but having more offensive production. He's on the court more this year because he's not fouling as much. He's really come a long way in his growth, not just as a basketball player, but as an individual and what he's been able to do academically, like I mentioned.
Yeah.
But then his personality and how he's really grown into, you know, a fine young man and come a long way, you know, as his family was split up in the way, you know, he was raised, and his mom worked her tail off to make it work for he and his brothers. And he's just come a long way, and it's just a testament to what we have here at Oregon State, and then, you know, his dedication and focus to get the most out of himself while he was here. And, you know, if he continues to work, continues to take coaching and develop, he's got a bright future.
Coach, your own son, of course, and we've talked about him in these contexts for many years now here together every week and throughout seasons. It's difficult for me to get my mind around it, that we're kind of coming down to the last. We want it to hold that off as long as possible, as we've already alluded to, trying to go in a deep and a long run and keep this thing going as long as possible. But this will be his last year at Oregon State, your last year coaching him. It's impossible in these few minutes to sum it all up. But as we kind of head into these final games, what are your thoughts about what it's meant for you as a dad and a coach to have him in this Oregon State program?
Well, you know, it's probably going to hit me Friday night, Saturday morning. You know, we're focused on Stanford right now. You know, and once we get by that game and prepare for a tough Cal team, it's going to start to sink in that, you know, this could be the last one here in Gill. It's just going to hit me. You know how close we are. You know what it's meant for me to have him leading the charge with our group and what he's meant to the team and to the program when you look historically with what he's been able to do. You know, he bought into helping turn around the culture here and turning it from, you know, a program that had lost a bunch in 3 decades to, you know, one that won consistently. And there's still, again, the end of this season the script hasn't been written yet, but I think when you think of Oregon State, you think of blue collar grit, lay it all out there, and boy, that's the way he's played for his time here. Sometimes, you know, to where he injured himself, you know, and just no care for your body, but giving everything you have for your program and for your team. And then you add to it the skill and the talent that he brings with it says an awful lot. And I know many years from now we're going to be able to sit back reminisce on some of these moments. And we're just going to enjoy, you know, what time we have left. And hopefully, again, like I said earlier today, that there's some real good, because he deserves it. The program, the team deserves it to put a little bit of icing on the cake.
And, Coach, you mentioned to me here a couple of weeks ago that after a tough loss that he was, because he's so competitive and is so accountable and responsible and wants to win above all, there was a loss recently where you had to kind of build him back up a little bit and say, try to, he's taken so much upon himself, but try to find a way to enjoy these last few weeks. It feels like that's happened. I mean, have you seen that a little bit?
Yeah, you and I have talked about that when we headed out on the Arizona trip, and you know, he did, quite honestly, put way too much weight on his own shoulders. And, you know, with this thing, we always say, you know, one guy wins games for you, no one guy loses games for you. And we know that there's been some inconsistency with you know, our guys' performance all in all. But, you know, we just said, listen, you've worked your tail off. You know, you're coming back for this year. You're going to leave quite a legacy. Let's go out on top. But above everything, let's really enjoy these last 5 weeks or so and make it fun again. And I think that was music to his ears a little bit. And you could see a little extra bounce, a little more relaxation in just how he went about his business. And, you know, we get everybody to feed off of that, you know, down the stretch here. Again, we can really finish this off, Mike. And quite frankly, we're knocking at the door of having one of the better two or three years that we've had in some decades here at Oregon State. And it's one thing to talk about it. We know we've got to go get it done. And believe me, that mantra has been mentioned over and over, you know, since last week. We've got everything in front of us. We can make some things happen. Let's all stay on page and buy into getting it done.
We'll take a final break and wrap things up with Coach Tinkle next at Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for joining us on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Redbox has the newest movies fresh from the theater, plus award winners and nominees starting at under $2 a night. Now at the box and on demand, Knives Out. Nothing brings a family together like murder. In this twist-filled whodunit mystery starring Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, and more. Head to one of the 41,000 Redbox locations or stream instantly on demand. Prices may vary by location, subject to applicable taxes. Additional terms at redbox.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
High-quality organic food should be available to everyone at a better value. That's why Safeway offers O Organics. Hundreds of USDA-certified organic products exclusively in our stores. From fruits and vegetables to chicken and olive oil and frozen treats to baby food, you'll find a huge selection of organic items for the whole family at Safeway. Food you feel good about eating and serving. Look for O Organics products throughout Safeway. O Organics. Organic for all.
Trace battling Mathis, sets a screen for Ethan. Ethan feeling it, comes into the paint, floater from 10, that's good. Indeed he is, he's got 13 first half points. Welcome back in, our last couple of minutes at Buffalo Wild Wings, and this could very, very well be our last opportunity with the coach here, so we have appreciated Coach Tinkle and his faithfulness week by week by week throughout the year, being a presence here at Buffalo Wild Wings. We've only got a couple of shows left, we'll have to kind of see what events are coming and how things will take shape, but we've appreciated Coach being here throughout every week throughout the years here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Coach, a final thought. You made you made the decision. You were kind of going back and forth. Do you do a senior day presentation before the game, after the game? Pat Casey used to in baseball have them the day before the last game. It's a tough decision because you have business at hand, a game to play, and you know there's a lot of emotions involved.
No, certainly. Yeah, you just – the only reason, I'd seen programs my daughters were involved with that did it post-game.
Okay.
And they just thought it took the emotion, the start, and all that out of it. But you look around the country, and I know on the men's side, and everybody does it before the game, and you play through whatever. You know, it's not bad to have emotions, right, to show vulnerability there. You should, shed some tears, for those seniors. So we decided that's probably when the place is packed and the energy's high. Let's the guys deserve to have all of that. And then we'll deal with anything that comes after. But that's what we decided to go with. And, hopefully we'll be riding high from a win on Thursday and carry that momentum into making it a great weekend for the Beavs and a great way to top off two incredible careers from our seniors.
Let's hear it for the seniors again one more time for Coach Tinkle. Thank you, Wayne, for being here.
Always a pleasure, buddy. Go Beavs.
Head Coach Wayne Tinkle, Kyler Kelly, Trace Tinkle. See you all Thursday night at 6, Saturday afternoon at 1:30. The Beavers at home at Gill. See you there on the Beavers.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. And by Spirit Mountain Casino. Spirit Mountain Casino is a proud partner of Oregon State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.